This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of October 25th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
El Universal reports that a trilateral commission has recommended that Mexico enact stricter controls over genetically modified U.S. corn that has been winding up in the fields where the crop was first developed thousands of years ago. The environmental activist group Greenpeace made the study's findings public at a press conference in front of the Environment Secretary. Greenpeace Mexico Director Alejandro Calvillo said that the governments of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. had been holding back on releasing the report, which could influence a global debate over the safety of genetically modified foods. The study from the North American Commission for Environmental Cooperation recommends Mexico enact precautionary measures to prevent the further spread of GM corn, including grinding up U.S. corn imports. The group of scientists assembled by the CEC, a watchdog group set up under NAFTA, said if the transfer of genetically modified genes to native corn is left unchecked, GM varieties could eventually displace native species. The Guardian from the United Kingdom reports this on Zapatista support received from Italian soccer stars. Football clubs have been known to show their soft side, supporting the poor and helping the sick and handicapped. But it is not often that a top European club hands its shirt and its cash to an army of balaclava-wearing guerrillas demanding autonomy in a large chunk of their country. Inter Milan has donated 5,000 lira, an ambulance, and the captain's number 4 black and blue team shirt to one of the strongholds of the Zapatista National Liberation Army in a gesture of solidarity for the indigenous peoples of Chiapas. Argentinian star Javier Zanetti, the team captain, talked his club into donating its changing room fines for late arrival or using mobile phones to help villagers rebuild after the village of Sincanatan was attacked by the government military forces in April. We believe in a better world, in an unglobalized world, enriched by the cultural differences and customs of all people. This is why we want to support you in this struggle to maintain your roots and fight for your ideals, Zanetti wrote in a note to the village, posted along with a first installment of 2,500 lira. We know that we are not alone on the path of this struggle, was the reply from Zapatista supporters who invited the Italian football team to visit them in the jungle mountains of Chiapas. Tribal leader Ned Norris remembers a time when illegal migrants from Mexico would be welcomed in his land after a long trek over the parched deserts of the U.S. border. In keeping with a long tradition of hospitality, residents of the Tono Odam Nation gave them food, drink, and sometimes even a bed for the night. But now that has changed. That was when we were dealing with less than 100 in a month's time frame. But now we're getting more than 1,500 a day, and it's created a lot of problems, Norris said. In the past 3 years, the Tono Odam, whose ancestral lands reach over the U.S. border into the state of Sonora in northern Mexico, has become a superhighway for undocumented migrants and drugs entering the U.S. Norris said the funneling of traffic through tribal lands began after the U.S. government tightened border security in the cities of San Diego, California, to the west, and Nogales, Arizona, to the east in the wake of September 11, 2001 attacks. Bands of people, traffickers, and drug smugglers flocked to take the new route over the border, which is marked by just a 3-strand barbed wire fence, and increasingly lured local people into a life of crime with a promise of ready cash. From the Potomac News in Northern Virginia, this report on day laborers. A group of about 60 day laborers with placards written in Spanish and English demonstrated on Saturday in Woodbridge, Virginia, to protest the recent arrests of 25 migrants. Those arrested Tuesday were among a number of men who gather daily at Covenant Presbyterian Church, where they have permission to wait for contractors who come by and offer work, said Robert Gaskell, a member of the Covenant Presbyterian Church. The men were charged with loitering at 7-Eleven, which is adjacent to the church, said Detective Dennis Mangan, Prince William police spokesman. Ricardo Juarez, of Mexicanos Sin Fronteras and the Workers Committee of Woodbridge, who led the demonstration at the church, demanded the immediate release of our brother workers. None of those arrested were in possession of drugs, alcohol, and none were gang members, said Juarez. Their only crime was to seek employment. Men at the demonstration who said they witnessed the arrests claimed police detained people on church property, then led them to the convenience store property to make the arrests. David Martinez, one of the men arrested without documentation, was released from jail after he posted bail and signed a promise to leave the country voluntarily. We ask for the support of the community in order to release our brother workers who are detained, Martinez said. Martinez and others at the demonstration believed that the Prince William County Police had been recruited by Immigration Service to round them up for deportation. Gaskell, the church member who is also a member of Unity in the Community, the regional human rights advocacy group, said such concerns might be valid. Perhaps the Prince William Police could follow the example of neighboring jurisdictions and designate a spot for the free exchange of labor and wages. De la Jornada, Kerry enfatiza importancia de la relación estadounidense y mexicana. El candidato presidencial demócrata, John Kerry, anunció que de llegar a la Casa Blanca se reunirá con el presidente Vicente Fox en sus primeros 100 días de gobierno para enfatizar la importancia de la relación bilateral. Kerry sostuvo en una entrevista con Don Francisco, el popular conductor del programa Sábado Gigante de la cadena Univisión, que el encuentro forma parte de su compromiso de trabajar más de cerca con la región, en particular en asuntos de interés mutuo con México, incluido el tema de la migración. La entrevista será transmitida el próximo sábado junto con otro realizado al presidente George W. Bush. Kerry apoya la legalización merecida de millones de indocumentados que no tengan antecedentes penales, mientras su rival respalda un plan de trabajadores temporales. Matilde Pérez, de La Jornada. Desde el inicio de este milenio, las recomendaciones que el Banco Mundial ha hecho al gobierno mexicano es que mire y tome en cuenta el conocimiento campesino y las experiencias comunitarias para lidiar contra los tiempos adversos y tener muy claro los roles de dicho sector social, los investigadores y del gobierno federal en la aplicación de proyectos enfocados al desarrollo rural, apuntó Juan Martínez, encargado de asuntos indígenas para México y América Latina del Banco Mundial. Hay que ser más modestos con las investigaciones y reconocer el conocimiento campesino, particularmente en el tema de la biotecnología y el maíz. El Banco Mundial ha propuesto que las líneas de investigación consideren y revisen los conocimientos de los habitantes de las localidades, respetando sus costumbres y fomentando la producción de las diversas razas y variedades del grano. Cada semana de octubre a noviembre recordaremos todos aquellos hermanos migrantes que pagaron con su vida al cruzar la frontera de México a los Estados Unidos desde el 1995 hasta el presente. Hasta ahora, más de 3.000 conocidos y más de 1.500 desconocidos. Margarita Miranda Martínez, Manuel de Jesús Espinosa Gallegos, Rogelio Meléndez Sánchez, Marta Olivia Ceballos García, Ismael Bravo Vargas, Alejandro Gómez Farías, Ana María Vargas Mendoza, Isaac González Ceballos, Luis Alonso Ceja González, Juventino Bravo Curiel, Jesús Eduardo Cervantes Camacho, Gustavo Sánchez Delgado, Salomón Vega Guerrero, Maribel Solís Blas. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.